All right, this is Joe at the Frontiers Frontier podcast, a Star Trek Lower Decks podcast. Hey, we'll be reviewing the first episode of Star Trek Lower Decks, Second Contact. It was a really good episode. I really did enjoy it. Mike McMahon really does know what he's doing with Star Trek. I was really actually kind of concerned, especially with Rick and Morty. I never really actually enjoyed that show so much. But no, it definitely shows that he does actually know Star Trek, especially after, I mean, he did the TNG Season 8 Twitter account, so he definitely knows Star Trek. So anybody who thinks he doesn't is definitely mistaken as far as that goes. But as far as the episode goes, it was really cool. It starts off with them actually in space dock at the Space Station Douglas. It looks like the movie era space stations. Seen them also in TNG. So that was really cool seeing those or seeing that space station. It goes into a cold open here with Ensign Boimler and Ensign Mariner. Boimler was pretended to be recording the captain's log. Actually, we'll be putting that segment in the audio here in just a moment. But I want to talk about for just a moment. That segment was actually really neat because not only does it show them in the utility closet where he's recording the captain's log, or pretending to be recording the captain's log, then also we get it's actually the shot from the trailer where they had Boimler and Mariner, or actually no, it was from the first clip that they showed at Comic-Con, so everybody actually already knew that was only the first clip. But that was actually really neat, seeing the contraband again and everything that she had in the box. And then the batholith that she got from One-Eyed Klingon, and then she was swinging it around and shouting Worf and Honor. And then she slices Boimler. I can't even say his name. I'm bad as the captain. Ensign Boimler's leg. And this is when I will stop this segment here and put in the clip. This is Joe with the Funnest Frontier podcast, the Lower Decks podcast. I will be right back with my review of Star Trek Deep Space Nine, Too Long a Sacrifice, the newest comic book from IDW. Thank you for listening.
Captain's Log. Stardate 57436.2. The Cerritos is docked at Douglas Station for routine maintenance and resupply. We will soon set course for the capital planet on the Galar system, where we're scheduled to make second contact with the Galardonian High Council. First contact is a delicate, high-stakes operation of diplomacy. One must be ready for anything when humanity is interacting with an alien race for the first time.
But we don't do that. Our specialty is second contact. Still pretty important. We get all the paperwork signed, make sure we're spelling the name of the planet right, get to know all the good places to eat.
Oh my God, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Oh no. Are you pretending to do a captain's log?
We're all supposed to keep logs.
Okay, let me listen to it.
No, go away.
I can't believe you're wasting your shore leave on this.
Privacy, please.
Okay, time to go. Come on, get out of the closet. Let's go. Come on.
Are you drunk?
Yeah, dude, you should be too. I mean, this station is amazing. And they have Romulan whiskey. And I bet you thought it was going to be green, but it is actually blue. It's this very beautiful color.
Romulan whiskey is against regulation.
Yeah, because it's awesome. Oh, man, they got all sorts of great stuff. Oh, come on, check this out.
Be careful with that.
Pretty sweet, right?
Yeah, it's a Klingon bat. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. It doesn't matter. Shut up. I got it from an old guy with an eye patch. Hey. Come spar with me.
Stop.
Come on. Oh, we could be Klingons. We could have crimped hair, wrinkled foreheads.
War.
I love all. Honor! I demand honor!
Alright, so after the cold open, we get the theme, which is a really cool theme. I really like how they kind of mixed it, so it sounds like Voyager and TNG and DS9 and everything all kind of mixed together, and it sounds really neat. It also sounds really new as well. Like it's its own thing, not just trying to copy TNG and Voyager and DS9. So that was actually really cool. After that, we get to meet Ensign Tindy, which is when she shows up, she is actually really excited to be there, which is really cool to see. She's an Orion, which is actually, I think, the first Orion we've seen in Starfleet. Though the other ones have been like Orion slave girls or slave traders or some pirates or something, which is really cool to see them being treated something other than as slaves or slave merchants or traders. She's a doctor, which is really neat also. She's really excited to be there, as I said earlier. She's really cute. I think she's going to be really adorable, and I think everybody's just going to fall in love with her. I will be putting a segment on her coming off the shuttle and everything here in just a moment. Another really cool thing about when they came off the shuttle, there was also a person there wearing a visor, like just like Geordi's. Later on, when they're on the transporter pad going down, there's also a person wearing a visor, looks like Geordi's, a different person, which is really neat. So it's not just him or just those two or people wearing the visors. It seems like it's like a pretty normal tech now after TNG. So I will be stopping it and putting that segment in now. Thank you.
Attendee, reporting for duty. I'm a transfer from Outpost 79.
Deck 4, follow the yellow line, take the turbo lift all the way down.
Thank you so much!
Alright, so the next part we get is a clip or a scene of Tindy meeting Ensign Boimler and Ensign Mariner. Someday I'm going to get his name right. And then Ensign Boimler is working on the replicator and is shooting out hot bananas, which is actually really funny. At least I thought so. And then after that, there were some jokes about Mariner not caring about rank, but also not constantly talking about rank, or can't stop constantly talking about rank. And she's like, yeah, I know, I'm complicated, which is really funny. And then after that, they Ensign Mariner offered to take Tindy on a tour of the ship, and I have a clip I'm going to put in there of that. So please stand by for that. And after that clip, there will be an ad segment as well. Thank you.
Next.
Banana hot.
Ah, frickin' burn me.
Is there an Ensign Boimler here?
Banana hot.
Hi, here, that's me. Ahoy.
Ensign Tindy, reporting for duty. You're my orientation liaison.
Yes, welcome. Brad Boimler, Ensign, Command Division.
Oh my gosh, I've never worked with commanders before. I'm in sciences.
I love science. It's so science-y. I mean, that blue goes green with your, great with your...
Yo,
oh
yo, what up? Beckett Mariner, also an Ensign, Command Division, but not quite as impressed with my...
Alright, so on the tour, we end up meeting Ensign Rutherford, which is also one of the new ensigns on the show, which is, he's also played Pillboy in The Good Place, so if anybody's ever watched The Good Place, you'll recognize him from that. I really enjoyed him in that show, that was really cool, old Dip. We also find out that he actually recently became a cyborg. They don't say how or why. Just that the cyborg implant is, he's still actually getting used to it. And apparently it has a Vulcan module to it, which is interfering with, or inhibiting his emotions. I have a segment, a clip I'm going to play of that also here in just a moment. It's actually a fairly long clip because it also includes a really funny part of the tour where they come across the utility closet where Boimler was recording his captain log, and he makes a joke about this not being a good tour. I will put that segment or that clip in here now. Thank you.
From like this deck up, super lame, not important to us.
You like the bar?
All right, fine. Everything except the bar.
And the bridge.
The bridge is not cool.
Yes, it is.
Oh, hey, that's Rutherford. Rutherford, what's up? Yo, slow down. Is your thingy acting up?
Rutherford's an engineer. Oh, and as of a couple weeks ago, cybernetically enhanced.
Ooh, I've never met a recent cyborg.
Hey, nice to meet you. Welcome to the crew.
Wait, don't you have a date with Ensign Barnes tonight?
Sure do.
She's crazy hot. Are you nervous?
Trying to be, but this thing keeps tamping it down. Yikes! Okay, you got it. Uh-oh, I'm nervous. What if I say something stupid? What if she doesn't like the way that I look? Oh, I can only look one way. I can't change it by tonight.
Better?
Yeah. Thanks. What if she hates my jokes? I don't know any jokes. Oh, I'm gonna puke.
What else? That's a room of switches and dials you'll never need to go into.
It's actually a pretty important processing
hub. Nobody knows what that room is.
It's a pattern buffer maintenance access. She knows that. She's being funny.
Yeah, and this is Boimler's hidey closet where he pretends to be a captain like a big boy.
This is not a good tour!
All right, and while on the tour there, they also make a pretty good joke about how many ops that the ship has on it. I'll be putting that clip in here in just a moment as well, which is really funny. After the ops joke, then they also go down to where apparently they show the beds, which is apparently all in just a hallway, which is kind of weird. I guess I could see that's probably kind of like a submarine situation. Never actually been on a submarine, so I'm really not sure about that one. So I definitely could be wrong about that. Anybody that knows, definitely could let me know. Because I'm definitely not sure about that, but that was actually kind of neat. The really cool part about that also was that they have this giant window so they can see out behind them. So when they're traveling at warp and stuff, they can see like the stars and stuff behind them. I thought that was really neat. It'd be a really great view for me anyway. I'd really enjoy it if I was on a ship like that. So I will be stopping the segment here and putting that clip in about the ops. Thank you.
You want the tour?
Of the ship? Yes!
You don't like giving the tour.
True, but I do have a big box of shore leave contraband I need help with.
The senior officers are all up here. Then you've got engineering, science stations, all sorts of ops around here. Ops, 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 storage, ops. Actually, there's like a ton of ops. It's like, guys, I think we have ops covered.
And we're here?
All right, the next scene we have is Ensign Rutherford on his date. I actually forgot to mention that in the earlier segment when they were first met Ensign Rutherford on his tour. That's one of the things he was complaining about with the cyborg implant. It was actually not allowing him to feel nervous about his date with Ensign Barnes, which is a trill. All right, and while on this date, we find out that while Ensign Rutherford's getting used to his cyborg implant, that Ensign Barnes, her dad actually was a cyborg. I think she said is a cyborg. We don't know how much of a cyborg or whatever. She didn't say anything more than that, but it was really neat to find out that it actually seems like it's pretty commonplace in the year 2380. So I'll be putting that clip in here right now. Thank you.
What? Oh man, I would kill to work on the deflector dish. Most of my day is spent repairing food replicators.
They really break that often?
Only when you get food in them.
Well, at least you don't have to be around Lieutenant Commander Billups. Knowing how to talk to women is kind of that guy's final frontier.
That is illogical!
Oh, sorry. Is he a friend of yours?
No. It's this Vulcan implant. It keeps on randomly suppressing my emotional reactions. Sorry if this is making it weird. I'm just not used to being a cyborg yet.
Alright, one of the next scenes we have is in the holodeck, where Ensign Mariner is showing Ensign Tindy how the holodeck works. She calls up Hawaii, which they make a joke about the sand and being itchy and getting everywhere, which is really funny. We put in a clip in of that as well. And then they also let Ensign Tindy say where she would want to go. And she showed a court on the Orion home planet. I believe it was, I forgot what she said the name of it was. I don't think I actually made it out. But then they made a joke because Ensign Bowlers was only wanting to see the warp core, which is really funny. And I'll be putting that segment in right now. Thank you.
Computer, find us a beach in Hawaii.
What is this? This stuff is crazy. What does it do?
It just gets everywhere and gives you a rash.
You get a rash from sand?
What, you don't?
No, nobody does.
Oh, God. I always do.
Good.
Take it for a spin.
Computer, can you put us in the Attashake Center on Orion? I never made time to go before I enlisted.
Pretty cool, right? You can go almost anywhere you can imagine. Come on, Boimler, give it a whirl.
I don't know.
Come on, there has to be somewhere you'd love to be.
Computer, show us the warp core. Wow, amazing. What an impressive feat of engineering.
You really bum me out sometimes.
Ensign Boimler, report to the bridge.
You work on the bridge?
Yeah, that's right, because they appreciate people who follow the rules. Who's boring now? On my way.
Wow, does he get to go up there a lot?
Just whenever someone spills a drink or something. Computer, load Mariner program all new to Olympic training facility.
You might want to back up a bit.
Wow, this is a very detailed program.
All right, and while they're in the holodeck, Ensign Boimler gets called up to the bridge, which Ensign Mariner makes fun of him for being excited about getting called up to the bridge. And that they only call him up here to call it the cleanup spills. When he's actually called up here, he's called up here because the captain wants him to keep notes on Ensign Mariner and what she's doing and if she's messing up or anything. Because she's actually apparently a person who gets in a lot of trouble. And it is inferred at least that she was ranked up higher than an ensign at least one point in time, and she's been busted back down to being an ensign. I don't have a clip of them in the captain's office because I really didn't want to fill up the podcast full of clips the next thing, the next clip I'm going to have is actually from when they're beamed down to the planet. And while they're down to the planet, Ensign Mariner does sneak off to in the Argo, which is actually really, it was really cool to see them use the Argo for other things, anything other than, or for what, other than using what they did in Nemesis. So it was actually really cool to see the Argo being used for something else. When she took the Argo, she was taking it to meet some of the locals on the planet. She, in the box was some farm equipment, but of course, Ensign Bollmuller didn't know that. He just assumed she was trying to sell weapons to some aliens. And he, jumps out and after sneaking up on them, and I have a clip of that I'm gonna play here just now. Thank you.
Selling Starfleet technology without the express consent of the Federation Council is a breach of Regulations 498 and 756.
And Regulations 25, 15, 348. You're breaking 76 just for pointing that phaser at me.
Fine. You know more regulations than me. I still have to stop you.
All right. So after that clip, we actually have them being chased by a giant spider cow. I call it a spider cow because apparently the local alien or the local population milk it. So they can't phaser because they're sour of the milk. And we find that out a little bit later on while they're trying to get away from the giant spider after it chases them. And they have to make some disguises. I have a clip of them arguing about the disguises and how much Mariner knows and how experienced she is, like, compared to Ensign Bollmuller, who has actually been nowhere. And I will be playing that clip right now. Thank you.
I have served on 5 ships, man. I have seen stuff. You've been on what? 4 planets?
5, if you include Vulcan.
Of course I don't include stupid Vulcan. You may as well count Earth.
I was counting Earth.
All right, so after that clip, we get them up in a tree trying to get away from the spider. Ensign Mariner jumps onto the back of the spider. She tells Ensign Bollmuller to jump. He doesn't jump at the right time, so the spider ends up catching him. Now, they think the spider is going to eat him, but the spider doesn't actually eat him because the spider is an herbivore. The local farmers come over and tell Ensign Mariner that, and she tells Ensign Bollmuller that to relax and go to his happy place. She tells him to think about the warp core, the callback to the earlier joke in the holodeck, which is actually really funny. I don't have a clip of any of that because I don't want to fill the podcast again. I just didn't want to fill it up with clips. It's too many clips. I could clip everything out of the show. It's so funny. So after that, they get back up to they beam back up to the ship after Ensign Bollmuller gets after the spider actually falls asleep from sucking the moisture out of him. And then he makes a joke about it, or he says, "Ow, my bones." And then Ensign Mariner makes a joke about the doctor just waving a light over it, which is really funny because that's just what they do in some Star Trek. They just wave a light over it and magically you're healed, which is really funny. So the next clip I'm actually play is when they beam back up to the Cerritos, which apparently for some reason I have not mentioned the name of the ship up until just now. The USS Cerritos, they beam up to it and in the middle of the zombie infestation, which I again forgot to mention earlier. I didn't pull a clip of Commander Ransom beaming up to the planet after being stung or bit by a bug that he squished, and he didn't go get checked out by the doctor. All he did was make a joke about getting drunk. And then later on, we show them in the bar, and he all of a sudden turns into a zombie, and he starts biting people, and they start spewing black stuff everywhere. It was actually kind of gross if you're grossed out by that stuff. It's cartoon stuff. That doesn't bother me. Live action stuff, different situation, but cartoon stuff like that doesn't bother me. Same thing with the spiders sucking on Ensign Bollmuller. That was actually kind of funny to me. Anyway, after that, I have a clip I'm gonna play of them beaming up to the back up to the ship, and they find out after he beams up to the Cerritos that apparently that slime that Ensign Bollmuller's covered in from the spider sucking on him is actually the cure for the zombie outbreak. And I will play that clip here just now.
Worthless.
It's the slime, Captain. He's covered in slime that could save us all.
Everyone, protect this slime!
Alright, so after the scene in sick bay where the doctor has created a cure from the slime, they turn it into a gas form, so it just goes out to everybody in the ship and instantly everybody's cured. We have a scene in the captain's ready room with Ensign Bollmuller, where she calls him Bumford, which is probably better than what I've been saying. into Balmiller, corrects her, and then he tells her that he doesn't have anything to report about Ensign Mariner. He doesn't remember her doing anything out of the ordinary, and that maybe the slime is affecting his brain, so he can't remember anything. She gets upset, and she dismisses him. And then we get a scene where she is talking on the Starfleet communications with an admiral who turns out to be apparently her husband. Don't know if they're married or not. I think it's hinted at that they may not be. Not making any assumptions here. But since she goes by Freeman and Mariner goes by Ensign Mariner. So, I mean, who knows why their names are different. But apparently Captain Freeman is Ensign Mariner's mom and this admiral is her dad. I don't think we got his name. So hopefully that will come later on. We'll get some more information about what's going on there. The show's already renewed for season two, so I'm sure there'll be some more information somewhere down the road as far as that goes. After that, I have a segment where I'm on play, which is actually what ends the show, where Ensign Mariner is told by Ensign Boimler that he did not rat her out and he did not report anything that happened on the planet, and that they're cool. And she says that she paid him wrong and that she's going to be his child each. And all that's in this segment that I want to play. It's really cool. It's full of Star Trek references, Spock, Khan, Space Whales, Deanna Troi and her bodysuit being switched. So it's actually really good. It was a really, really good segment. And I want to put that clip in now.
You're gonna be my Chadich from now on, baby.
I don't want lessons
Klingons,
from you.
They're all about fighting. They're always making oaths about everything.
Everyone knows
Did
that.
Did you know about Spock? Dude came back from being dead.
Yeah, I think I've heard of Spock.
He's a freaking Genesis device and fought Khan and some space
Can
whales.
Can we just go back to not being friends?
How about Sulu? Ooh, he rocked a sword. That was his thing. That could be your thing, too. We're due for a new sword
what
guy.
What can I do to make this stop, please?
Do you know Kirk?
Yes.
My man Worf?
Yes.
Gary Mitchell?
I'm sure I could look him up.
You don't have to because you have a mentor.
No, don't touch
Do you
me.
Know Deanna Troi? Her
no,
body's banging. She went from a jumpsuit.
All right, well, that was the show. It was really enjoyable to me. My final thoughts on it is I actually really did enjoy this show. I think it's going to be a really good season. I'm really looking forward to the last nine episodes and then heading into Discovery. Really looking forward to Discovery. Not sure what's after Discovery. Probably more Lower Decks, maybe some Short Treks if they have probably going to be animated. I'm not sure where they're going to be doing live action at. I know I've heard rumors of outside of the country, but I don't know. Picard doesn't want to do anything outside of California, so I don't think we're going to get anything from season two of Picard until they can do some shooting in California, so not really sure what's going on there. But again, back to Lower Decks, really excited for this show. The first episode's got me really, got me more excited than I was before the show's actually premiered, which is really awesome. Really excited. Mike McMahon's done a really amazing job with the show. Star Trek, CBS, Viacom, everybody, much appreciated. Thank you guys. Keep up the good work on Star Trek. Everybody on Twitter, thank you. If you guys have any comments, feedback, everything, anything, reach out to me. DexLore on Twitter, stlordex@gmail.com. My DMs are open. My emails are open. Leave me a review on iTunes, 5 stars. And, I did have a Twitter question I wanted to read. Somebody had a really good question here. Let me get it. Oh, yeah, they wanted to know if Mariner having her sleeves rolled up was... Actually, that's not the one I was looking at. Yeah, there it is. They wanted to know if Ensign Mariner's having her sleeves rolled up was a homage to Chief O'Brien having his sleeves up all the time on his uniform. Not really sure. I mean, definitely could be. I don't see why it wouldn't be. Now, as far as Romulan whiskey, Roman and ale, I mean, I really think they're talking about the same thing, to be honest. Somebody else could call an iPhone or call any smartphone an iPhone or an Android, and most people know what they're talking about. So I think it's the same situation with the Romulan whiskey. I think it's the same thing as Romulan ale. It's blue, looks the same. But no, I think everybody I've seen on Twitter has been very positive about it. definitely, I mean, there's always those Star Trek haters that's going to hate anything new that Alex Kurtzman touches, because that's just what they do. Haven't even watched the show, they just hate it. But no, everybody else I've seen on Twitter has been very positive, very excited. I did sign up for the Star Trek Lower Decks t-shirt, so I would definitely strongly suggest doing so. If you want to do so, you have until, I believe they said the, they said until after the second episode aired, you have to sign up for the full thing. If you sign up for the thing, you actually get an 11th t-shirt to the additional 10 that you would get otherwise. And it's actually a little bit cheaper too. Instead of being $20 each, it's actually $180 for 11 t-shirts, which if you break that down, it's like $16 a t-shirt or something. It's actually a really good deal. And the t-shirts look really comfortable. So I would definitely suggest checking that out if that's something you're interested in. Again, definitely check it out, or definitely let me know if you have any any questions, comments, any feedback on the podcast. I'm definitely open to anything you would like to let me know about. My Twitter's DexLower at DexLower. And then I will be starting an Instagram. I don't know how soon I'm going to get that going. Not really a big fan of Instagram, but since it's connected to Facebook and I don't like giving Facebook any information, I already actually deleted my personal Facebook, but that's for another time. Anyway, thank you everybody for listening. Again, my Gmail is stlowerdecks@gmail.com. If you have any feedback, definitely you can send it there as well. Look for 5-star reviews on iTunes. Thank you for listening and have a great day. Bye.